Hello.
Floor is open.
Hi, this is Hydra from the Family Medical Claims Department. Actually, I was talking with Steve a while ago, but our call got disconnected.
Can you, like, tell me the name again whom you would like to speak?
It's Steve.
Steve, okay. Can you give me 1 minute, please?
Yes. I'm sure, yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Steve. Hello, this is Hydra from the claims department.
Yeah, Hydra.
Hi. I just want to confirm if this is Steve, since I was talking with Steve a while ago and our call got disconnected.
Yeah, Steve. Last name initial JRNJ, Coastal Cancer Center.
Yes. Yeah, Steve. This is in regards to the member St. Francis W. Kidd.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was going, I did the call back since our call got disconnected. So this is in regards to the member. So can I get your date of service and then the bill amount?
Yeah, I have 3 dates of service. The first one is February 28th of 2024. Total charge $1,286.07.
All right, thank you. So for this one, the claim has been received last July 30, 2024. And the last process date was last August 2, 2024, under the claim number 820-242-120-596-643. Status was paid, and it was allowed for $428.68 and paid for $257.20. And the member responsibility was $171.48, which was applied towards the co-insurance.
Yeah, Hydra, the thing is here, this claim was processed as out of network, and for this one, we sent an appeal on July 30 of 2025. Can you just provide me the status of that?
Sure, yes, bear with me. 642. You mentioned that you have submitted the appeal last July 30.
Of 2025, yes.
Okay, hold on, let me make sure. And how did you submit the appeal for this one?
Through fax.
Okay, hold on. And can you please confirm the fax number?
888-556-2128.
Okay, so actually, as per checking here on my end, we haven't received any appeal under this claim number that you have submitted for the claim number 820-242-120-596-643. So there is no appeal on file for this claim.
Yeah, so the thing is, Hyda, like, we have submitted this appeal like 5 times on July 2nd, July 17th, July 22nd, July 30th, and the fax number is correct every time we are verifying it. We can see the status of the fax which we are sending. It is also getting delivered, but like, you guys are not receiving any appeal, like, I don't know why.
Yes, but as per checking here, there is no appeal on file under this claim number.
But like
the fax number is 888-556-2128,
correct?
Yes, that's right.
And like we can send a second level appeal for this patient, right?
Yes, that's right.
So if the fax number is correct, everything is correct here, but I'm not getting like why you guys are not receiving the appeal for this one.
One moment, bear with me for this one. Let me double check. There is a... Hold on, let me double check. Important to see. Yeah, actually, Steve, there is an appeal on file, but the one that you have submitted from July 30 was not received. Only the March 28, 2025 appeal.
That was a reconsideration, was like here. It was submitted through the portal. Like, and is there any way that we can send a second level appeal through portal?
Yes, you can submit it through portal, and we also have the mailing address. Would you like to take note for that one?
Like, can you just guide me, like, how can we send a second level appeal through ability?
In regards with ability, we're not trained on how to use ability. So there is a specific department, our ability help desk, could further assist you in regards with that.
Just a second, like I have two more data stories for the same patient regarding the appeal only. Can you just check that, like have you received it or not, and then you can transfer me to that department if is it possible?
Sure, yeah. So can I have your fax number? I mean, the date of service and then the bill amount?
Yeah, the next date of service is April 10th of 2024. Same charge amount, $1,286.07.
So this is for the claim number 820-242-110-501-626.
Correct.
When was this appeal submitted?
July 30, same day.
Okay. Yeah, so the same as well that we haven't received the appeal that you have submitted for this one, for this member. I mean, date of service also.
Okay, one last date of service.
0247. Uh-huh, yes, go ahead.
April 16 of 2024. And for this one, the charge amount is $1,524.78.
Let me check. Claim number ends with 2270.
Correct.
Okay. The same date, when was this appeal submitted?
Yes, July 30.
Okay. Yeah, so in regards to this claim, the last appeal that we only received was last May 1 of 2025.
Okay, and like do we have to attach any form to send a second level appeal? Is there any form for that?
Okay, hold on, let me check first here. There's none for this one, since as per checking here, this appeal was about timely filing limit. It was past the timely filing limit to submit an appeal. So for this one, if you have submitted your appeal before the timely filing limit, you may attach the proof of timely filing for that one.
So like this is the reason you are not getting the appeal, because it is out of timely filing and we are not, like we have sent the appeal?
Actually, if it's... If the reason of this one was based on the timely filing, it will be received, and there will be a reason, I mean, the status of that one will be stated here in our end, and when it was received. So for this one, may know if, have you put the attention to Humana correspondence?
Yeah, attention. Yeah, this is the appeal here in front of me. Just a second. Yeah, attention to Humana, MCARE, HMO, Humana, Gold Choice, PPO, like patient's plan. attention to Humana correspondence. We have here date, tax ID, NPI, and everything related to the claim, patient information.
Yes, actually, since you mentioned that this claim was processed as out of network, actually, over time, yes, claim is processed of out of network. So actually, our time frame for this one or timely filing is only 6 months from the original process date of your claim.
Okay, so like, can you provide? Can you spell your name, please?
Yes, my name is Hydra. It's H-Y-D-R-A. Initials to my last name is G for girl.
And what would the call reference for this one, Hydra?
The call reference number is 2000-465-693-863.
And yeah, Hydra, can you just transfer me to the department from where I can get, like, how can I send a second level appeal?
To submit the second level appeal through availability?
Through availability, yes.
Hold on. Okay, so I do have here the phone number. It's 800-282-4548.
Just a second, Heather. Okay, Hydra, thank you so much for this information. I really appreciate that and have a good day. Happy weekend.
You too as well. So would you like to be transferred?
Yeah, sure.
Alright, so thank you for calling me, Amanda. I mean, thank you for answering your my call. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling Avail.